So just to review the basic facts, okay, without getting into the complicated part, but the basic machlokas on daf mem aleph,
yeah,
amar aleph, is ve'atalas kvula. It's a big, big talus, which is, let's say, double in size, and you do is you fold it up. In order to wear it, you fold it, because you can't wear the thing, it's too big. So what you do is you fold it, and then wear it, in this folded state. And the question is, are you chayav to put tzitzis on the garment, okay, on this double-sized baggage. Okay? Now, one side says, yes, you are. Where? On the new corners. On the new corners. Namely, after you, not on the real corners of this cloth, because that's not a baguette of the cloth. I mean, when it's so big, it's not a baguette. It's nothing. So you don't put tzitzis on that. But on the folded one, okay, which is these new corners, is where you put tzitzis. You put tzitzis on the folded, on the new corners. Okay? That's one sheet. That's the Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're potter. No tzitzis on this thing. Okay? No tzitzis altogether. And the question is, why not? What do you mean, no tzitzis? Either you want to tell, if you want to tell me, put it on the old corner side, that's fine. If you want to tell me, put it on the new corner, it's fine. But it's just completely potter? I mean, how did it become potter from tzitzis? It's a four-cornered baguette. Why are you potter from putting tzitzis on it? So Rashi says, oh, because if you would open it up, where are you going to put tzitzis? On the new corners? Yeah, but if you open it up, then those tzitzis are really in the middle. Right? In other words, if you put it on the new, after it's folded, and you put it here and here, now when you then open it up, it's going to turn out two of the tzitzis are going to be in the middle of the baguette. So therefore, that's not good. But so the question is, yeah, fine, so put it on the old corners, such that it'll be the real corners. So which one of the real corners? Do you go by the real corners, or do you go by the new corners? I mean, you go, by Nana, you potter? How do you potter the guy? Right? Right. So that was basically the problem. And what's the machlokas, of course? But Shilas Rav Shimon is really where the problem lies. The other shita is easier to understand, but, you know, we have to get the machlokas. Okay, just to get started. This can need some work. Maybe you guys can help me out. But just the basic idea. See, you have in a garment, okay? See, a garment is a little bit of a complicated thing. Because, so to speak, there's in a garment you have... A garment, in a sense, is a piece of cloth. Right? It's a piece of cloth. So to speak, a piece of cloth is like the substance which goes about to make a garment. Right? It's a square piece of cloth. Okay? But a garment isn't a piece of cloth. I mean, that's what a garment is. I mean, that's the underlying substance of a garment. But a garment is a functional entity. Right? That's really... Garment isn't the piece of cloth. The garment is the... So to speak, this piece of cloth has a functional characteristic to it, you know? And the garment is like, so to speak, larger than just the piece of cloth. I mean, like, conceptually, it's something beyond the piece of cloth. The piece of cloth is... What makes up the substance of the garment, that's what it's built of, so to speak. But the garment is the functional thing. Because the function is like a different... It isn't just the material. I mean, it's not an ordinary kind of like a substance. But the nature of the thing, the existence of the thing, comes from its function. Okay? Follow me so far?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the thing is like this. Is how do you go about defining a functional entity, like redefining it as a baguette shel tzitzis? Because again, a baguette is a functional entity. And how do you go about defining this functional entity, okay, of a baguette? Okay? See, because this method of corners, you know, is like, so to speak, the extremes of the thing. See, that's a method which is more, I think, more in line with the idea of when you have a substance. You have a material, so you have the extents, you know, the extremes of the material, and thereby you define all that which is contained therein. But how do you define a baguette as a functional entity? It doesn't lend itself to that kind of a method, per se. But the answer is that since a baguette is a functional component whose underlying nature, it's so to speak, built of a certain substance, it's built of this cloth, so through defining the underlying substance of the thing, through defining the piece of cloth, the baguette becomes defined. I mean, it was, so to speak, my access to the Shein Beged, which is an abstract, like, functional entity, is through the underlying substance which makes up the, which provide, you know, in which that function exists. I mean, so I define the piece of cloth, define the substance, and that thereby the Shein Tzitzis, so to speak, in here is in the functional Shein Beged. Okay, but I can't, so to speak, relate to the functional item per se, because the functional thing, it's a functional thing. It doesn't have a, it's not the substance. So I can't put something on the the way to relate to the functional thing would be to somehow affect its function. You know what I mean? To make it cover me in a different type of a way, to make it thicker, to make it, you know, something which affects its function, not through putting something on its extremes that doesn't relate to the function of the baguette. There's something on its extremes relates to the underlying substance of the thing. So the way in which I define a baguette shield sits is through defining the substance which makes up the baguette, then the shame mitzvah, the shame tzitzis, thereby relates or becomes a nitfas, attached to the shame baguette. Okay. If that's the case, if you're following me for that, and if that's the case, then you have a problem. You have a problem by Talos Kfula. Okay? Because in a Talos Kfula, the underlying substance of the thing is really this double cloth. The double, the big thing. The sheet. Okay? But the functional Shein Beged, the Beged itself, what is the Beged, is the functional item, is really only half. Okay? It's the folded thing. Okay, but now how do I define the beged, which is a functional item, through defining its underlying substance? Okay, through defining its underlying substance. Okay, now how do I define its underlying substance? Through the corners of the underlying substance, right? But see, what happens here is the underlying substance and the beged don't match up. Because the underlying substance is this beged kfula. If I put the tzitzis on the corners of this sheet, so I'm not defining the beged, I'm defining the sheet, but the beged isn't just the sheet. The beged is only the sheet when it's in a, so to speak, a specific form. I mean, so it doesn't, in other words, the method, the way in which I define, since a beged, which is a functional thing, has as its underlying substance a square piece of cloth, therefore that's why I could define the beged through the substance. But once they don't match up anymore, you know, once the beged kful, the substance is this double thing, and the beged is only half of it, so now that's not going to be a method anymore, because my vehicle of defining the beged, which is through the sheet, but the sheet has nothing to do with the beged, because the sheet is this big thing, and the beged is half of it. Now, I can't put this on the beged, because then I'd be treating the beged as if it's a substance in its own right. But there is no substance like that, this folded thing. That's not the nature of the substance, so... And the substance is the bigger thing, but the bigger thing I can't define because that's not the beged. So it's like I'm caught. It's like my method of defining the beged is missing. What he means, if I put it on the corners of the beged as the beged, but insofar as the substance, it's not really the corners. So it's not really the corners. Then I'd be trying to define the beged per se, but the beged per se is only defined through its underlying substance. And insofar as the underlying substance, it's not in the corners. It's in the middle. That's a good way to look at it. Is that knaf means the end, the corner means the end. It's part of a piece of a material. It's the end of the material. And so it's a term which exists insofar as a substance is concerned. It's the end of a material. Knaf is the end of the material. So therefore, if you have this huge sheet, the confos of that sheet are definitely the big corners. Big corners. I fold something over, if I just make a fold, which has no permanence to it whatsoever, substantially, there's no stitches, no nothing, so that doesn't change the corners. Corners don't just keep changing, whatever. The knaf, the corner of the thing, of the underlying entity, is the end of the sheet, the big corner. Right? So, but the problem is, if I put it on the end of that, then I'm defining a sheet. I'm not defining a bag. So it has nothing to do with this. I'm not. Has nothing to do with my baguette. Now, if I put it on the corner after I fold it, then now you say it's relating to the baguette, but it's not a knaf. It's basically a middle, because insofar as the substance is the whole thing. There's no, the idea of a knaf is a part of a substance. So you can't, you're basically putting it on the middle, because when I wear it, it happens to be the middle, the knaf. But that's not a, a knaf is a component of a substance. So therefore, you just can't, there's no way to do mitzvah sittus here. If, again, if I put it on the corner of the sheet, it doesn't relate to beged. If I put it on the corner of the beged, it's not a corner. Because a corner means the end of a material, and it's not the end of a material, it's in the middle of a material. That means if I open it. If I open it, it's because, why would I, why should I open it? But it means, because that's the end of the material. Opening it is really, the fold is just a temporary thing. And so far as the substance is concerned, a fold is just a fold. I mean, a fold doesn't redefine the thing. Yeah, the function, insofar as this function is concerned, I always wear it folded. But insofar as the substance of the entity itself, the fold doesn't change the substance. Stitches start changing the thing. Stitches make change the substance of the thing. But if it's not, there's no stitches, no nothing, the underlying substance is always the whole thing. So therefore, I put it on the fold, on the new corner. That's not a corner. It's not a knaf. The Torah is on the knaf. You have to put on the knaf. I put it on the knaf. It's not defined the beged. So it's like you have a beged, which can't be defined, so to speak, through its conflict. There are no. It just doesn't work.
Like, insofar as the beged, it only has two corners, which are the definition of
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
And insofar as it has four definitions, it's not a beged.
Right. Right. It's like. It's like, it's interesting that in mitzvah sitzes, it's a funny thing, because a beged is really a functional thing. But the method of defining something, is through this underlying substance.
Right.
So it's like a funny thing, but normally it's not a problem, because the entire substance is what's the beged. Entire that I wear it as a whole thing, and therefore lines up, so I could define the beged through the substance, because the substance and the beged are delineated in the same way. So therefore, by putting on the knaf of the substance, since the substance is could be identified with the beged, so that's valid. But when it comes to a beged kfula, now you have a problem, because the underlying substance is not is too big to be a beged, and the beged. The conflicts of the beged aren't really the conflicts of the underlying substance. So it's like that gap in the formulation of mitzvah becomes exposed when it comes to beged kfula, and it just can't. It's like an anomaly case. You can't do mitzvah there. Well, what exactly? I mean, we should get clear. Where exactly does the Rabbanan argue? You know, I mean, what exactly is their point? You know, how exactly do they get out of that problem? But they do. They do get out of it. That's we should think about that. I just think the other side, maybe just the question, like knaf, see a knaf, the natural idea of a knaf, a corner, is of a substance. It's of a material. A corner is where the material ends. That's what a, you know, that's what a knaf is. But in mitzvah sitzis, we're not interested in material. See, mitzvah sitzis is interested in beged. And in beged, the material is... of course is necessary and what brings it about and all that, but in sitzis it's the functional item which is really significant. The function of the thing is in beged, that's what makes a beged. So therefore what he holds is that since mitzvah sitzis is a mitzvah on a beged, on your beged, so therefore the idea of knaf is going to be the corner of that functional entity. I mean, even though a corner is normally is the end of the substance, but insofar as the world of tzitzis is just interested in beged, so the idea of the knaf is going to be the knaf of the beged, of the functional entity. And you have to put it on the knaf of the functional entity. So the knaf is like, it becomes a new idea of a knaf, as the knaf is knaf of the functional entity. So the knaf of the functional entity is really is the new corner. But that's a new kind of an idea, because see, a knaf in its natural idea, the natural idea of a knaf is a substance. So what Rav Shimon holds is that he follows the natural idea. The natural idea of knaf is a material. So through defining the material, you define the beged becomes defined. The knaf follows its natural pattern. But the Chum say is no, that since mitzvah relates to a beged, so the idea of a kanaf is so it's taken out of its natural category, and it becomes the extreme of the functional, that which covers you, the ends of the covering, so to speak, the ends of the functional beged. So therefore, the kanaf is not the end of the material, but since insofar as it functions, it's always folded up. Therefore, the kanaf is the folded up thing.
Which would still define, I mean,